Welcome to Shom Machshava, the Daf Shir sponsor, Lo Nishmas Ayim Ve'Hakashom, Le'ev HaSitzchok. We're holding in Kiddushin Daf Em Zayin. The Gemara, starting in Mudalef, throughout the next blot and a half, speaks about the concept of Milve Lohitso Nisno. When you have a loan, the loan is made to be Gol Lohitso, which means it's made to be used. The borrower takes the money and uses the money for his own needs. And it's not something that's supposed to go back to the original lender. And that's why Isha is not miskadesh as ba'alva, because it's not meant to be hers. This concept includes in it a very deep idea of pi Kabbalah. That the idea of halva is that it always needs to go out for somebody else. And to explain the inyan a little bit, let's start with the Medrash Shmos Rabbo, Parsha Lamed Aleph. Where the Medrash says, come and see. The entire world is borrowing from each other. The day takes a little bit from the night, the day goes into the night takes a little bit from the day. And so on and so forth. The Levana takes a little bit from the sun, the stars take away from the Levana. And the Medrash continues on with many examples. And the Medrash concludes and says, that Briyosha Kodesh Baruch Hu loivim zeh mizeh, voisim shalom zeh mizeh beloy dvarim. They bar from each other without any issues. It's all in peace. So that's how people should lend to each other, and they should not have ribis, and they should not have gezel. They should do it in peace. So the Maharal in the Sivas Oilam, the Sivas Tzedakah Perek Vov, explains this medrash. And he says the concept that he says in many places, that the idea of a halva is to connect together. Kedua, the word halva is loshon livui. Livui means to walk with somebody. When Reuven walks with Shimon, he's milave Shimon. Halva in general means that people connect together, that items, that things connect together. The whole world is an oilam echot. Every creature is not standing on its own. Every concept in the world is not something that it's a standalone thing. Everything is dependent on the other. It's one big world with each thing over here is relying on something else. Each one needs each other. And together they become one. And that's the big oimik of halva, says the Maharaz, the Medrash tells us. And the big issur of ribis. What's the issue with ribis? Because instead of people connecting together through this halva, this like concept of livui, of somebody helping somebody else by giving him money, a person goes and uses that to take away from his friend by doing ribis. Not only is that helping him, he's taking away from him. That's the big issue of ribis, doing exact opposite what the purpose of the world is. And here comes what the Mekubalim say. We'll say it the way the Mitzvot Dovi, the Ritba says, in Taimei HaMitzvot, Mitzvah Kuf Chof Hei. And he speaks about our sugi, he speaks about the Kiddushin. And he says the following, all the Ashpas in the world, every time something has to go from one place to another, being mushma from one place to another, that is under the category called halva. Based on the Medrash and the Maharal, we said, it makes a lot of sense. So that's what it means, halva lehitso nisno. Halva is meant to give out to others, not to keep it to yourself, not to keep it in your bank account. When a person has halva, he's meant to use it to yimashpia to others. And he adds that this is the chiluk between the tzaddik, the concept of tzidkus, the right hashpas, and all the sitracho, all the sorim of the umas oilam. That all the good hashpas that we have in the world are right away given to where they're supposed to go to. But the bad, meaning the koichas hara, like Samuel the Chaveri calls them, they don't give out right away. They hold on to their hashpas and they don't give it out. The proper thing is to take it out. And Yimele, as we know, every time you speak about a man and a woman, the idea of Kiddushin, speaks about the idea of the proper Isha, the Gilu of Isha, which is Amiso, the Gilu of Isha, which is Mikabel. The Isha represents Kiddusha, and that's why whenever she has a loan, she takes it out right away. She's Mashpia right away. That's why you can't do Kiddushin by Alvah, because Milvilo Itso Anisto. And this connects beautifully to Inyan Deyoyimu. We're learning this daf right before Sukkos. We're not doing Sukkos, we bring Shivim Parim, connected Shivim Umas Oilam. For every Uma, we bring for him a carbon. Why Dafka and Sukkos? Why not any other time of the year? But we know that Sukkos is connected, lost, and lovely. Sukkos is the way things will look like in the future. And in the future, as the Ramchal tells us in Ma'amar Chochma, the proper way the world's supposed to be is that Am Yisrael is mashpia to Uma Soilom. That's why specifically in Sukkos, which connected us lovely, that's where mashpia to Uma Soilom. And according to the idea of the Ritbaz, Pshat is only when Am Yisrael is the mashpia, that's when the Ashpor comes out right. That's when you have Milve Lo Tzonis, which is given out completely. When it's going directly to the going through their Sarim, not all the Ashpars are coming out. Things are remaining up there and they don't come out. That's the mile of Am Yisrael being Ashpia. That's the big mile of the Shivim Parim of Sukkos when Am Yisrael is in charge. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shove email list to WhatsApp, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.